With WXBR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A federal appeals court ruled last week many of the tariffs put in place by the Trump administration exceeded authority granted to the president. Despite the ruling, tariffs are still in place, and it's impacting local small businesses. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Eagle River Roasters goes through about 50 to 60,000 pounds of coffee a year, which puts the roastery in the small batch artisan roaster category. Some of the coffee is served in the coffee house up front, but most of it is shipped across the country to other coffee shops or stores. Owner Dan Behoff has been in the business for the last 20 plus years. The last decade has seen some of the larger swings in bean prices, with it now at its highest price in history.
For me as a roaster, that's difficult to work with because we can't change prices the way gas stations change prices.
A lot of that price increase has to do with beans being traded as a commodity. It's subject to supply and demand, weather events, and global economic conditions. On top of that, a 10% tariff went into effect in April, which means it once again cost Behoff more to buy beans and even things like cups and lids. Because of all these factors, Behoff has put a temporary 6% surcharge on all sales while absorbing the rest of the increase.
I'm trying to stay in business. You know, I want to be here next year, next month, next year. So I've got to pass it along to the consumer because ultimately it did land at my doorstep.
As a small business, Behoff says he feels these changes almost immediately and doesn't have the resources that large chains or corporations have access to. UC Davis professor and economist Christopher Meissner says that's likely going to be the same for most small businesses.
Generally, over the long run, they're going to have to raise their costs, their prices, and their costs are going to go up.
Coffee beans need to be imported as the only state that can produce them is Hawaii, and it doesn't grow enough to meet U.S. demand. Behoff says organizations are lobbying to get tariff exemptions for coffee for this reason.
I want to continue to offer the best. You're expecting it. If you still want it, it's going to cost a little bit more right now, but we're both hoping that's going to change.
Behoff has the surcharge notice clearly posted around the coffee house at the register, on the receipt, as well as online. He plans to pull it back when and if things change. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Authorities have released the name of a man killed in a motorcycle crash in the town of Arboleda over the weekend. The Vilas County Sheriff's Office identifies the victim as 33-year-old Nathaniel Dahlem of Arboleda. The Vilas County Sheriff's Office got a 911 call just after midnight Sunday morning, reporting the crash in the area of Gross Road and Milton Lane. The caller said the motorcycle was warm to the touch and no one was around. A deputy checked the area and found Dahlem, who had died from injuries suffered in the crash. You can make some extra money gathering pine cones, but they need to be the right ones. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources needs help gathering red and white pine cones for its reforestation program. State nurseries pay $125 a bushel for red pine cones and $70 a bushel for white pine cones. They say to contact state nurseries first to be sure they're still taking them. Early September is the prime time to collect cones. The cones need to be from native trees, and you need to get them before the cones open. As Wisconsin wraps up the summer, experts say the rise of greenhouse gas emissions from reliance on fossil fuels is worsening climate change events here and across the country. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
When fossil fuels are burned for transportation and producing electricity, they release greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. Penn State climate scientist Kenneth Davis says carbon dioxide, or CO2, makes up about 85% of all greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S.
And that is the principal source to the atmosphere from humans that is driving current climate change.
Davis says power plants represent the largest point sources of CO2 emissions, and Wisconsin is home to two of the top 100 most polluting power plants in the U.S., according to the Wisconsin Environment Research and Policy Center. Supporters of fossil fuels say they provide cheap, reliable energy needed for economic development. Some carbon dioxide is necessary for Earth's atmosphere. The problem, says Davis, is there's too much of it. He explains it's been buried underground for hundreds of millions of years in deposits of oil, coal, and natural gas. The concentration is now intensifying weather events from hurricanes to heat waves.
So when we take that stuff out of the ground and burn it, that carbon is then released to the, you can think of it as the active system of the Earth's atmosphere and biosphere. And it stays in that system for hundreds to thousands of years into the future, changing the Earth's climate.
The growth of data centers is expected to increase demand for electricity. Davis says how the U.S. meets that demand will impact future generations. He emphasizes the country has the technology to reduce its fossil fuel dependence, but needs the political will to approach the transition with greater seriousness to avoid hitting what he calls a climate threshold.
Beyond this point, we're going to enter terrain that we really don't understand well, and it's increasingly dangerous. We need to stop emitting CO2 into the atmosphere. We need to quit using the atmosphere as a garbage dump for our exhaust.
Davis adds the least expensive way to do this would be to increase the nation's reliance on renewable energy like solar and wind. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.